I will just say at this point, right now, for this particular episode, which is episode, I believe, 46 of our series. Episode 46, my goodness, I told you, we're going to go until we reach 1 billion, yes, and then we may stop. We shall see how far we get. Anytime, sort of, over the next couple of days, we're going to reach our 2,000th, if that's the correct pronunciation, the 2,000th episode on our Audio Boo. We've got lots of different Audio Boo episodes and things, and if you go to audioboo.fm/English radio, you can find all of our things. We do all kinds of podcasts on Doctor Who, James Bond, of course, the Beatles, and many other things as well. We don't just talk about the Beatles, although we do talk a lot about the Beatles, as you can possibly tell. Although the photo, there was, I've just kicked the microphone cable, which is never good from a technical point of view. Always gives the sound engineers a bit of a fright, and me for that matter. There was a photo circulating recently of Matt Smith, the Doctor from Doctor Who, and he was in some sort of situation, a recording studio or something, with the Beatles. And the current writer, the man in charge of Doctor Who, has accepted the photo as authentic. And it looks like it was Matt Smith, sort of in real life, going back in time and meeting the Beatles. And I think there's sort of a rumour started that a future episode of Doctor Who may be based around the idea of the Doctor meeting the Beatles. So I hope that happens. I hope they go to Liverpool to film it. Because Doctor Who is filmed in Wales, in Cardiff, technically they possibly are nearer to Liverpool than they are to London. My experience sort of tells me that they'll decide to sort of do something in London. But, you know, they may decide to film a Doctor Who at the Cavern. How cool would that be? If you think that's a good idea, I suggest you write to the BBC, care of Mr. Moffat, Stephen Moffat. He's got a Twitter page. I can't find it right now, but you can always Twitter and do hashtag Doctor Who. That should do the trick, because I think they check those things regularly to see sort of what the feedback is of the fans. So, but somehow, if you can, if you think that would be a good idea, the Beatles being featured somehow in a Doctor Who story, write in and tell them that you think that would be a good idea. They always say, oh, we blah, blah, blah. If people sort of complain or whatever, they claim that they don't sort of change policy if people write in. But obviously, if you write in something positive, they will obviously take note. So that's something for you to keep in mind. Be quite interesting. The Doctor meets the Beatles. Yes. Can't wait for that one. Okay, so that's just sort of occurred to me that the photo appeared, and I thought, because there is an episode from Doctor Who, possibly from the last series, Series 6, Season 6, where he's trying to leave messages for people, for his assistants. He does so by, or maybe it was Season 5, he goes back in time and sort of does a sort of a Forrest Gump and meets, Forrest Gump met John Lennon, didn't he, remember? So, that sort of thing. He goes back and tries to meet lots of famous people so that the future, the history in the future changes enough so that he can leave messages, coded messages, to his assistants by appearing in historical documents and TV programs and things. So, you know, it would be nice if he sort of really did go and see the Beatles. Although I thought that this photo was circulating was simply something like that, something which had been sort of edited and changed. But according to the Doctor Who people, no, it's a real photo, and it's got Matt Smith, or it looks like Matt Smith, in the same room as the Beatles. Amazing. What do you think of that? I think it's fantastic. The Doctor meets the Fab Four.